I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Okay, we're recording.
Yeah.
Hello. Welcome to another episode of All by the Popcorn podcast.
But we're going to do something different this time.
Yeah.
Because we have been listening to some fun podcasts where they do an episode a week on, like, some random TV show. Like, I'm listening to one called Star Trek The Next Conversation, and they have it so that you basically, they just watch an episode of Next Gen every single week, and then they talk about it, and it's hilarious. And
which sounds awesome, and I'm jealous
that we didn't think of that first.
That we didn't think of it first.
We are gonna do them now on a kind of a sub part of this podcast. I guess it's just gonna be a same podcast, but just like a sub. So we're still gonna do our normal podcast, but also do this.
Yeah, this sub podcast will be called Young Indiana Jones Buys the Popcorn.
Because podcast. We are watching the Young Adventures of Indiana Jones.
The Adventures of Young Indiana Jones.
No.
Chronicles.
There's literally both of them online. It's extremely confusing because it's both the Young Indiana Jones and the Indiana Jones Chronicles, the Young Years or something. There's a bunch of different names for it.
I found some weird stuff about the show, but I did not see that there were two separate. Maybe I wasn't looking.
No, I literally Google searched this, and I was very confused.
Because I also noticed there were, like, two separate things. But I thought they were called the same thing.
Okay. This is what I was going to say. So Emily and I watched this, like, a while back, right? You got the DVDs.
No, I honestly just saw it on Netflix, and I was like, dude, I love Indiana Jones. Wouldn't it? It'd be awesome to just watch Indiana Jones be Young Indiana Jones.
Okay. I'm just going to say that I do not remember that. Okay. From what I remember from that first episode that we watched, I remember it to be extremely boring. Something about him living on a farm with the dog and his dad in a farm. Do you remember that?
Yeah, while we were watching, because it's obviously not on Netflix anymore.
But I feel like it was a different thing.
I think it was, too. I think what we watched on Netflix was a different thing.
Was not what we watched on YouTube just now.
Which I could start getting the DVDs instead.
But
they're on there.
How is there two different versions of this show? This is what I'm trying to ask.
I read into this. I did. I have the answer.
You do?
I did.
I was watching this like, this is not what we have watched before.
Yeah. There's actually a few different versions of this.
What?
I'm not really sure how it works.
How?
Because I first noticed that on IMDb it has it set up as separate movies, and I was like, but this was a show. Why is it set up as different movies? So what happened was I think I figured it out. So this show was canceled.
Yeah.
In 1993. So what happened was season one was from I have the dates right here. Season one of this show was released March and April of 1992.
Okay.
And that was six episodes. Uh-huh. And then season two was released September 1992 to July 1993. With 18 episodes. That's when it was canceled.
Okay.
And then George Lucas, this was made by George Lucas, by the way.
Yes, it was. It says it in the front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then between 1994 and 1996, four TV movies came out for George Lucas as an attempt to finish the series. But then in the re-edits, there were re-edits for the VHS release. New... For the 1999 VHS release, of this show, new clips were filmed.
Uh-huh.
And the episodes were mixed and matched to make it transition better, because I actually watched, so what we watched, I believe,
yes,
is the first like
of the
re-edit.
Okay, because it definitely was not this. Like, what we watched was definitely not the one that we watched before.
But what we watched was also not the original first episode. Right. I actually watched, I found afterwards, because...
Yeah, what did we watch before?
No.
No, you didn't figure that out? This is so confusing, okay? Like, this is the wrong thing to choose, because of the fact that it is so confusing.
I think we did watch my first adventure. I think that was it, because I honestly don't remember what my first adventure was about.
Okay, well, this one that we watched just the other day.
This is my first adventure.
Yes.
The original.
This can be undisputed, because it literally starts off with him being born, okay? Like, you cannot go like, oh, this is just, literally, he's a baby, and then he's a toddler, and then he's like, it goes all through that in the first, like, 5 minutes of this show.
Yeah, so I think we did actually watch the correct re-edit of the re-edited series.
This one on YouTube we just watched.
I believe so. If you want to double check, I can get the DVD from Netflix and we can check.
Bro.
I honestly don't remember. I honestly have no idea.
I can't imagine that there would be more than one version of this.
The Morocco part kind of sounded familiar.
I remember what we watched, some random kid walking in the fields and then just meeting a guy.
What are you talking about?
That's what I remember. I remember it being extremely boring the first time we watched this show, like 5 years ago or whatever.
I don't remember a field part.
Oh,
you mean when he met, like, Newton? By the tree?
This is why I think we didn't watch the first episode, because that didn't happen at all in this YouTube episode that we just watched.
We had watched, like, the first three episodes.
Okay, let's just forget about all that, because this is what we're watching now. And what we watch now
Can this even go in anymore?
Yes, it's fine.
This is such babbling and rambling. No one's going to understand what's
going on. It's fine.
I don't even understand what's going on.
It's freaking fine. It's fine. Okay, here's what's up. We found a YouTube channel, episode one, The Young Indiana Jones. It was called Egypt and Tangiers, 1908. That was what we watched on YouTube just now. So if you want to go find it and watch along with us.
No, it's called My First Adventure.
No, that's not the one that I watched.
Oh my god.
Did you watch the one where
He goes to Cairo and he goes to Morocco.
Yes. I watched those.
It's called My First Adventure.
Oh, is that what that's called?
Yes.
Okay, fine. Yeah, all right.
Don't confuse me. There are many names for all of these episodes.
All right, well, should we just start at the beginning then?
By Razor Man, right? Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
Okay. This is what we got. This is how it goes.
It does say Egypt and Tangiers.
It does.
The one that I watched said My First Adventure.
It does say My First Adventure on the bottom. You're right. It is My First Adventure.
Okay.
That is what happens.
All right.
So it starts off with him being as a baby, and he's like, when I was a baby, I did crazy, crazy shit. I was on the roof. Did you see that baby on the roof?
I know. Like, it said exactly, when I could first learn to walk, my parents were pretty excited about it. It was kind of like, he was like, they were too excited about it.
This baby was on the roof.
Hey, he's gotta learn.
How?
He's gotta learn how to parkour.
How does a baby climb onto the roof? Tell me. Without anybody knowing. Who got him up there? Who slung the baby up onto the roof? There was no way that he crawled out of a window.
No one slung the baby up there.
Anyways, that's what I have for the beginning. What do you have for the beginning?
I actually jump. Let's see. I just noted when he was born and his full name, Henry Walden Jones Jr.
Adorable.
I also noted that I think he was supposed to sound like this, but his dad kind of sounds like Sean Connery, and that's kind of nice.
It is.
It is nice.
He's reassuring. Also kind of a fox. The dad? Yeah.
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 And his mother's very naive.
She's just she's just a mom.
She's an early 20th century mother.
She's just the mom character.
She has no other, like, responsibilities.
I was trying to think of stuff to talk about the mom, but she's just a mom character. She doesn't do anything. At least as of yet. As of the first episode.
So he's talking about his family, and he had a dog named Indiana.
Yeah.
And that is why he calls himself Indiana.
Yeah.
Because he loved his dog so much, and for some reason they left the dog.
That part is, in fact, canon.
Yes, that is true. And then they go on a ship. And then they go to Cairo.
I wanted to note a bit more on Indiana.
Oh, did you?
So, I thought it was kind of weird how they spent, like, pretty much the first 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Like, of his birth.
Yeah.
And his early years. And his early years in Princeton, New Jersey.
Yeah.
Talking about, like, him loving Indiana so much.
The dog.
And then them leaving.
They just leave the dog.
And they just leave.
Forever. The dog probably died because they didn't come back for so many years.
Yeah. Which I then find out by skimming the actual first original episode.
Yeah.
That the trip was supposed to last 2 years. They're going to leave Indiana.
The dog.
For 2 years.
Oh, but they were definitely gone for more than that.
Well, that's what the show
right.
Said.
The show is.
I don't know. That doesn't make any sense. Why would they say it was supposed to last for 2 years when he was supposed to be?
He grew up halfway through this show.
He did.
That doesn't make any sense. He was like, well, in the first episode, if you break this episode into two parts, basically, because the first part is in Cairo, the second part is in Tangiers, I guess. Yeah. So he's in two places in this episode. First half of the episode, it's the same actor, right? He's the same actor, but this kid's, like, gotta be, like, 2 years younger. He's a lot younger.
I know, by the second half of the episode,
he grew up, like, two years.
He looked older.
So it seems to me that this actual episode is an hour and a half long. It seems like it's just two episodes squished together.
But also, if you think about, I might have to go into details afterwards about how the original show was shot and how it was shot for the actual re-edit. Because it's very interesting, but very weird. It's very complicated.
I just don't know who would have followed this in the 90s.
I was scouring many Wikipedia pages trying to figure out how this show worked.
I already gave up.
Because this show is complicated, shooting-wise. But anyway, so I thought that was kind of weird. Where it's like, oh my god, Indiana's such an awesome dog. We did all this stuff together. Bye!
Yeah.
Like, okay.
Okay, so they're going on the boat there. He gets a governess.
Miss Seymour is not a governess, Alzana.
Oh, is she not a governess?
My notes, not a governess.
She has a stick up her butt. I see. That's what you wrote.
She does. Yeah, just making some notes about Miss Seymour.
Yeah.
Because she's a... I like her. I like her as a character. You think she's going to be one way... But then...
No, she's fine.
But then when she gets to Cairo, she, like, makes a complete 180.
Yeah, she totally
does. Because, like, you meet her and she's like, oh, no fun, just...
Just your schoolwork.
Yeah, just your Latin. That's it. No fun.
No, but then she meets a...
We'll get there.
Anyway.
So just some first thoughts on Miss Seymour.
She's
very set in her mind.
I have
set in her ways.
A time code at seven minutes in.
Where they're
sitting at dinner.
Oh, on the ship with the captain.
They scooped out the brain. They took it out through the nose. Of course, they had to break it first. Here, they used a metal hook and kind of teased it out.
Excuse me.
They took a stone knife. Cut open the left side of the corpse, reached in, pulled out all the lower organs. They put them in four separate jars. One for the liver, one for the lungs, one for the stomach, and one for the intestines.
So they're on a ship right now, and he is at dinner with all of these, like, uptight, you know...
And the captain of the ship.
The captain of the ship, all these uptight, like, rich, early 20th century people in their... tight little clothes and everything, and he's talking about how mummies were mummified.
Because the captain asked, I'm gonna throw in there. Like, this is all the captain's fault.
But everybody is starting to, like, get really sick and want to just, like, toss their cookies because he's talking about like this pretty gross thing, and they're like on the ship that's just like wavering around. I thought that was pretty funny.
Talking about teasing the brain out through an eye hole.
Yeah.
And some other interesting.
This is where I said that his dad was kind of a fox because he's got this really nice beard. See.
And his slightly Sean Connery accent is very nice to listen to sometimes.
I still don't think he looks enough like Sean Connery, though. But he seems kind of like a vanilla guy, to be honest.
I guess.
In this first episode, he's pretty vanilla.
Yeah, I mean, he just... I feel like in this show, the parents, other than maybe the dad, is going to have more of a
part. He's going to have a real big part, for
he's
sure.
Gonna, yeah, he's going to definitely have more of a part than the mom does. But, like, for the first episode, they're kind of just there.
Yeah, they're not really interacting with him very much.
Like, he's really just there so that Henry can get permission to go do fun things with Miss Seymour.
But we should note, how old do you think he is, the kid, in this episode? In this first part of the episode, when they move away? He's probably, like, 9, right?
Yeah, when he was interviewing to teach with Miss Seymour, he said that he's 9.
He was 9. Okay. Yeah. Wow, that was a good guess from my part then. I don't remember when he said that. Anyways, I was going to note that the narrator kid's voice sounds a ton like that kid that we watched in that Christmas movie. The one about the, with Katie McGrath in it. You remember that kid who
A Prince for Christmas or Princess for Christmas?
Yeah, the Princess for Christmas movie that we watched. The kid in that had that, like, really funny, like, high-pitched voice. That's what this narrator kid sounds like.
I did not think that.
No? You don't think so?
You want to replay it? I'm going to play it.
What he said changed my life.
Listen, Kathy Jr.
Darling, we're going on a journey round the world.
His new book was such a big success that he'd gotten an invitation.
Doesn't it sound like that kid? Yeah, maybe.
So Princeton had given
him a. Yeah, it sounds like that kid because he's got that like. Yes, thanks to. My dad said we're going on this trip.
Oh my god.
That's what it sounds like.
Okay, I'm probably just seeing through how angsty he was in the other movie. Like this one, he's kind of talking normally. If it is actually him,
it's not him. No, it's definitely not him.
Aw, that's too bad.
Yeah. No, it's 100% not him, because this kid in this show, this was filmed in, like, 92, you said, or something like that.
Oh, yeah.
This kid, this kid's our age. This kid's older than us, actually. He's probably, like, 30 now.
That kid wouldn't have been old enough.
He's definitely older than us, so. Yeah. But anyways, let's continue. Do you have anything else on the ship, or just when they get to Cairo?
No, just when they get to Cairo.
Okay, so they get there, they start to do things. Then Miss Seymour's like, let's go to the pyramids. Didn't he say, oh, let's go to the pyramids? Then they start climbing the pyramid. And I'm thinking to myself, how expensive is this show? Like, up to this point, I've seen millions of dollars thrown at this show.
Oh, yeah, I actually have a note about that.
It's insane how much production value this is worth.
Each episode costs like $1.5 million,
dude. That's insane. That's partly
why it got canceled, was because of how expensive it was.
This production design, all of the extras, like on location, probably a lot of it. Honestly, I don't understand how. Like that is there. It's so much money was just thrown at this.
It was. That's why it got canceled.
And so far, it's been really entertaining. Like I've been enjoying it so far. I said so far this is great. Like I think this is really fun. They're climbing a pyramid, but then they're climbing the pyramid, and then the guy says that the guy's like, come down, and they're like, no, we're gonna climb to the top. And Miss Seymour, I don't know how the hell she's climbing to the top. How old is that lady?
Dude, she's like at least 98.
She's not that old.
She's wearing that tight ass dress.
Yeah, she just climbs this pyramid so effortlessly. Like, just nothing. And then the guy with the camels runs away. Like, it's getting dark. I don't want to. And then just the most deus ex machina thing happens.
Yeah, she thought that he was like bartering. Like, I don't. Did you listen to what she was saying? Like, when they were first climbing, I don't have a time code for this. I wish I did, but
I have it climbing at 11:20. Should we play that?
Yeah. Like, listening to what Miss Seymour was saying, because Henry looks over and he's like, oh, our guy doesn't look too happy. And then she says something like, oh, he's just trying to barter or something.
Now, when was that pyramid built?
Over 4,000 years old. By King Cheops. One of the largest constructions ever made by man.
one of the seven.
This kid is
A+.
Very good.
He's really great.
He's A+.
He's a great.
Climb to the top of the biggest pyramid.
I should be more than happy to get to the top of this one, Mr. Jones. Now, let's get on.
So they're climbing up this pyramid.
They just missed Seymour's idea. She's like, hey, want to do something fun?
Let's take like an hour to climb to the top of this pyramid.
Let's be real here. Let's take like an hour and a half, 2 hours to get up this pyramid.
And they can see all of Egypt.
They can see all of the sand.
Expensive.
What a great hour out of my day, Miss Seymour.
Yeah, that would be interesting. I would say that. That looks fun.
He's restored. That's too great to be a pharaoh.
Oh.
Well,
look,
I mean,
Miss Seymour!
This guy's leaving.
Oh, wait, you missed it! When it was mid-climb that he was yelling at them.
Oh, was I supposed to do that?
Nah, it's okay. But yeah, so you get it now. The guy leaves. The guide leaves with their camels because I'm assuming they have to get back to the city before it gets dark.
Yeah, and that's probably what he was saying to them.
Because you don't want a Brendan Fraser jumping out and attacking you.
Brendan Fraser mummy gonna come.
You don't want a Brendan Fraser mummy coming out and getting you.
Yeah.
But yeah, so...
Okay, so then just the most deus ex machina thing happens, which is just... So this guy...
Just hold on.
What? You can't even get to this part? What? I really want to talk about this guy.
I know, I really want to talk about it too, Alessandra, because it's like the best part of the entire episode.
It is, though. It really is.
Okay, so they get back down the pyramid, and they're like... Well, shit.
What are we supposed to do
Henry's
now?
Like,
we're stuck here.
She's like, what are we going to do now, Miss Seymour? And she's like, well, I guess we're just going to have to hang out till morning, not get cold. And then what happens, Alessandra? What happens? Please
Then this guy just comes from the horizon, riding a bike.
Through the dense Egypt sands.
Just, wait, I got to go to the part where he just... comes like right up to them. Okay, sorry, they're yelling at the guy now.
Even though he's way long gone.
Oh, he's long gone.
He's way gone.
Across the desert.
He was leaving as it took them an hour to get back down the pyramid. So now they're.
Yes, he wasn't too content after all.
What on earth shall we do?
I don't know, Miss Seymour. Do we have to walk?
It's much too far.
It's much too far,
besides,
yes.
Besides, it will be dark soon.
What if we're
why your guide
bandits.
Left?
Oh, nonsense.
Or tomb robbers. They're supposed to be real scary.
Henry, there's absolutely nothing. Nothing to be afraid of.
I don't know about that.
Like, okay.
Someone's coming up on a bike.
What if it's a tomb robber?
Yeah, it's the first...
It's a tomb robber riding up on a bike, okay? No.
I don't know about that, Henry.
And he just gets off the freaking bike.
It's like...
Walks up to them. There's like this lens flare in the...
Hello, Miss Seymour.
Mr. Lawrence. What in heaven's name are you doing here?
I've been up in Syria looking at the Crusader castles. And I thought I'd taken a bit of Egypt before going home. Hello.
Hi.
Mr. Henry Jones, Jr. of Princeton, New Jersey. Mr. T.E. Lawrence of Jesus College, Oxford.
How do you do, Mr.?
So as you've just heard, Mr. T.E. Lawrence, the Lawrence of Arabia, rode up on a bike.
That's who that is?
Yeah. Spontaneously rode up on a bike and was like, hello, Miss Seymour. And she's like, hello.
So he
she's
knows.
She's so smitten. She loves him.
He knows... Miss Seymour. And
this is very suggestive, if I may say. I think they had something going at some point.
Miss Seymour?
Yeah. He's an attractive fellow. Yeah.
I know, but
Lawrence of Arabia and Miss Seymour were once lovers.
I don't think so.
I think so.
Miss Seymour.
Did you see
like,
that look?
Miss Seymour is like three times his age.
Doesn't matter. I don't see the problem.
Lawrence of Arabia don't care.
No.
So I'm just wondering, I'm just mostly confused about the bike. Like
on the sand?
On the sand.
Bike on the sand, yeah.
On the very,
it doesn't even have thick wheels.
On the very loose sand.
It didn't seem like he was having a problem.
It's honestly got like marathon wheels on it.
Yeah,
like,
it totally.
Like
does.
Racing bike wheels. Like that would be slicing.
Also, why was he going out there right before sunset? Like, why would you do that? By yourself? Like, I imagine if it's in the morning, that makes a lot of sense. You spend, like, the day there, you ride back. But this guy just rides out there at dusk. Makes no sense.
I think this was a desperate call because when the re-edits came out, they had to add in better transition parts. And, I mean, how the heck are they supposed to go? I mean, there are a million ways that they could have re-edited getting from the pyramids to the Valley of the Kings, which is where they're going to
right,
next.
Right, they are. Because
like, there are literally thousands of ways they could have re-edited this. So I don't know if this was added in right as the re-edits were being made.
I don't think so.
Because this is not
this
a very good
young.
Transition.
It's
this is not what well, I know. They took clips. Yeah, see, I don't know.
I don't know.
It's weird.
I have no idea, but it was hilarious, and you should just watch it just for him.
But this bike.
Anyways, let's move on because, okay, Lawrence of Arabia takes him and just, they make camp, and he just teaches him the finer lessons of archaeology and religion.
Yeah.
And then he's like, some people don't have Christianity, and Miss Seymour's just not having any of this. She's like, you know, Miss Seymour's like, T. E. Lawrence is like, oh yeah, some people think that they die and go to the afterlife, and or some are reincarnated, and then Miss Lawrence is like, but that's not what we believe. Like, we don't believe in that. It's just these weird people that believe that. It's like, dude, lady, chill. Like,
I know,
take a chill
pill, definitely
okay?
Not very open-minded.
She's
not. She definitely thinks that, you know, what she's teaching...
Which is the good Christian way.
Well, yeah, but, you know, the stuff that she tells Henry is basically just, you know, it's all, like, unbelievable. Like, it's you
yeah.
know, I mean, what these people believe can honestly be true because she already thinks that things are this way.
But he also explains, T. E. Lawrence also says, the mummies come to life and they have curses and they can steal your souls or whatever. He says, like, this kind of scary stuff. And, of course, Indiana believes it all. Like, he's a kid. He's very gullible. This is the first time that somebody tells him something that he wants to, you know, take it the wrong way, basically.
Are we going to call him, are you going to continue calling him Indiana?
Indy?
Yeah.
Not Henry Jones Jr.?
I don't know.
It doesn't really matter. He okay. calls himself by Indy, too. Everybody calls him Indy.
That is true. I don't know. I just don't want to confuse anyone. I'm going to say Henry.
I'm not going to confuse anyone. The dog's not even in the story anymore. The dog is not even in the story. Henry is his father.
That is true. All right. So his father will be known as Henry. And
Indy is Indy.
And
everybody
Henry,
knows
and
who
Henry
Indy is.
And Henry will be known as Indy. Just more confusing things to add to this.
So then he takes
show.
Him to the archaeological site, which I'm sure was shot in California somewhere. And everybody
yeah, probably.
At this site.
Probably in Palm Springs.
Everybody at this site. I doubt any of those people were actually Egyptian people. They all looked like they were Mexicans.
Well, one, oh no.
Like all the actors.
Yeah.
Like nobody looked in any way actually Egyptian.
Yeah.
They all looked Mexican. I was like, come on, really? It was the 90s, but I'm just saying. And they were also kind of skeezy, too. It was just like, that's not very nice. Like, I just feel like they're not just painting these people very well. But it was the 90s, and they could get away with that kind of stuff. Not today, though. That's,
yeah.
You gotta be more sensitive. You can't do that. That's not cool.
Because, I mean, the second half of the episode is just not even any better, either.
No, it's not. It's all bad. Like,
yeah.
It's very culturally insensitive.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Well, before I move on to the Valley of the Kings, I wanted to mention that, you know, when he's talking to Sir Lawrence, that was, like, his first... He talks about wanting to be an archaeologist.
Mm-hmm, he does.
It's, like, his first tie into being Indiana Jones. Because that's definitely what George Lucas wanted. He wanted, like... He kind of wanted this show to be canon.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to tie everything back to the movies as, like, a proper prequel series.
And there's no reason why it shouldn't.
I don't see why I shouldn't either. I'm hoping, because I have some notes about what he wanted the show to turn into, and I really hope that as we watch it, this is what we see.
Yeah. Well, okay. Then they go to the archaeological site, and then I have at 23 here. This is the guy from The Crown.
This one bears the name of the king, Tutankhamun.
Ah, the boy Pharaoh, Mr. Carter.
How old was he?
Yeah, he's the guy from The Crown who's the uptight guy who says that the sister can't marry the guy she wants to marry in the household.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? He's got gray hair. And he's like, he's telling the younger sister, that Margaret, that she can't be with that one guy who's divorced from his wife. Because they have that whole thing. Anyways, that's him.
Hmm. I don't remember him. But I also haven't finished The Crown, so I don't know. But I'm pretty sure I would have seen him already.
Oh, yeah, you've seen him before. And then they go into the, which was pretty exciting because they do this archaeological dig. And then they go into the house of the mummy. And there's like a curse on the wall. And then he's like, it's a curse. Remember?
Wait, I wanted to say.
Huh.
You're moving too fast for my notes. I have very detailed notes about everything.
Do you? Okay, well, enlighten me.
My goodness. So, on the way to the Valley of the Kings on the boat.
Okay.
Sir Lawrence gives him some very good advice to learn the language of every place he goes to.
Yeah, that was nice. I did like that.
And I said this would have been a very good piece of advice to know earlier on, because then they would have known to get the fuck down from the pyramid. They would have known what their guide was saying.
Yeah, that's true.
And would have gotten down from the pyramid. But then they would have never met.
You know things more. Like, you get to know the people more and the culture better, of course, when you know the...
That's true as well. But it also helps you when you're, you know...
In trouble.
When your guide's leaving and you're stuck on a pyramid. So, all right, now back to the Valley of the Kings archaeological dig. Now we're in the area that my notes are.
Okay.
So, well, I was also surprised that his dad let him go on this archaeological dig after being stuck at a pyramid all night.
He was, like, he probably thought he died, right?
Because
like,
there was actually a scene of him asking his dad to go to the archaeological dig. Because, you know, there's still parents in this. Gotta show some parental supervision.
About that.
Some parental guidance.
Seems like he has none.
And, like, he didn't have anything to say about the pyramid. Like, he was just like, okay, son, just don't neglect your learnings.
Yeah, don't neglect your schoolwork. That's it every time. Like, and he's like, sure, all right. Make sure you do your schoolwork.
And then the mom was just there, being a mom. So, yeah, I thought that was weird.
It was weird.
Definite lack of parental guidance in this, show. And he basically just gets to do whatever he wants.
He basically just runs around and just causes mayhem. But he's not stupid.
No, he's not.
He's not a stupid kid.
He
makes stupid decisions sometimes, but he's not a stupid kid.
And he's not even, like, he's not even angsty.
No.
I hope there's a part in this where he gets angsty.
Oh, because he's, like, 9. So it's like, you know, of course he's not angsty yet. He's kind of just, he's enthused with everything. He thinks everything's so cool. And it is.
And he's like a little bit of a troublemaker. He gets into being a bit more of a troublemaker in the second half.
Yeah, but it's only
because
he's so curious about things. He just really likes to know stuff.
Yeah.
So did you have more?
Let me see. So they go to the archaeological dig site. Found a tomb, said to have a curse. Then I talk about, I go into liabilities.
Liabilities?
Because I'm like, they let a child go into an unsafe archaeological dig site.
He's like, can I go?
To see a tomb.
And they're like, yeah, why not? Why not go?
And
there's a lot of reasons.
And then I'm like, does anyone smell liability here? I mean, I do. But no, actually, they're too busy smelling the poisonous gas.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Like, that emits from the... Like, that guy got hit square in the face with the poisonous gas.
The guy said, before even going down into the tomb, you know, they were about to go in there for the first time to look at it. And the guy even says, heading down to the tomb, like, be careful for sealed rooms because the decomposing body parts can make a poisonous gas.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He said that, like, twice. He said it enough to me to be like, okay, maybe...
Something's gonna happen.
Maybe Indy shouldn't be in there. But
they go down there with Miss Seymour too.
That's why I said foreshadowing as fuck.
And then they go down there, and then they're like, they read on the wall that there's a tomb there. So then they walk in there, and then they lift this seemingly heavy rock that's probably made of styrofoam because they lift it way too easily mm-hmm. off of this mummy, and there's a mummy in there. And then he's like, oh. And
Alessandra, they had no money left in the budget to get an actual tomb.
Yeah, they totally didn't, because then they're like, well, where's all the jewels? There's no jewels here. And they're like, oh, that must mean that there's another chamber with all of the jewels and stuff. But then the oxygen thing happens and they have to run out, so then they don't see it.
Yeah.
And then the next day it turns out that it's been stolen. So then they go down there.
The one thing in there was looted. Like, yeah. The one thing.
The thing that made it, like, worth anything was looted.
And we didn't even get to see it.
We didn't see anything. Like, that was not resolved. Like, that whole situation was not resolved. They were like, where's Rashid? Where's the mummy? Oh, and then pobre Rashid, because he died. And he's Mexican.
Definitely.
Yeah. And we were just like, come on. That's so stupid. And then it turns out it was this other guy, and then that was the end of that story. And then it, like, fast-forwarded 2 years, basically.
Wait!
What?
You're going too quick!
I'm sorry, I don't know what you have to say!
My goodness! Do we need to compare notes before starting these?
No.
Okay. I was mostly listening to what Indy would say. Like, I was looking up the phrases he would say, actually, and one of the phrases he says, like, Jeepers Creepers, actually wouldn't have shown up till, like, 20 years later.
Really?
So technically, he shouldn't have been saying it.
Oh, he was so cute when he was saying it, though.
I know, he's cute. And then especially when he just goes, Jeepers.
Like, he's so he's cute. Adorable, this he's kid. Cute.
It's fine, I'll let it slide.
He's A+, this
it's super,
kid.
It's super cute. he's really, I really like this kid.
I like this kid a lot, too.
He's really great. And then I also found out that older Indy mm-hmm. is the guy from the Boondock Saints, and I love him.
Oh, that's great.
Sean Flannery or something?
Sean Patrick Flannery?
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's great. We're so excited.
Babe.
I'm just real pumped about this.
Yeah. And, okay, and let's see. Oh, and I noticed one thing. So when they come back out of the tomb after escaping the poisonous gas,
yeah.
The guy managing the dig is like, okay, Rashid, you gotta stand guard.
Yeah.
You gotta stand guard, so go get a gun from the weapons locker and stand guard.
The weapons tent.
Yeah. Yeah. And so then Indy comes up to him and he's like, oh, Rashid, I'll hang out with you and stand guard with you. And then he's like, oh, you're so brave, Indy. You don't have to do that. I'll be okay. And then he, like, pats him on the shoulder. And, like, partly, I'm pretty sure Indy wanted to stand guard so that he could, like, for the adventure. Like, he didn't, I mean, he liked Rashid.
Yeah.
But
I think he just likes the idea.
He definitely just wants a constant adventure. And so he was just, like, patting his shoulder. I was like, oh, he's probably saying, I don't care about you, Rashid. I want to see some tomb robbers.
But then Rashid gets killed, so.
Even then he didn't seem to care. He, like, took it off as a joke.
Yeah, he really did. It was really weird that he just saw a dead body and he was, like, fine with it.
Yeah.
It makes no sense.
And then we come to another dead body in the next part. So it's like, I don't know, this kid around death is, like,
I don't know, man.
He's very unhealthy, I think.
Yeah.
Like, he's just like, oh, what if a mummy got him? Ha ha ha. And then that's when the guy, when Lawrence had to be like, okay, Indy.
If they're not, I exaggerated.
Mummies
about
aren't
this.
Real, all right. You're definitely taking this way
too
seriously.
I mean, they're real, but they don't come back to life.
Oh yeah, they don't come back to life.
Yeah,
but it's like you can't. Like, he's honestly like, you can't listen to you can't believe everything you hear, man. I mean,
I was just making it dramatic for you.
Yeah, but it's just interesting watching this kid.
Oh, and I have it 3608, where they're like talking about what happened to Rashid. And then this guy, like, just walks by, like, and eyes them. It's hilarious.
The power of the curse, yet didn't himself believe.
They're, like, talking, oh, it's this guy. And he just
hated money and hated
totally.
Oh, that part.
He just totally looks over at them like, you talk about me? It's
like,
hilarious.
It totally looks like he's the bad guy.
Yeah, it totally does. It was just such a specific look. Like, oh, he totally did it. Because he totally just looked over at them, like, all, like, glaringly. It was really funny.
Yeah. And so, yeah, so at this part, they're trying to figure out who killed Rashid and who stole the jackal with the fire eyes.
And then I just said about T.E. Lawrence, like, this guy's just beautiful, man. He's a beautiful looking guy.
I couldn't really see because yours is definitely a lot better quality than mine. Mine was like half, almost 97% blurry when I was watching it.
Really?
So I couldn't tell what anyone looked like.
He was really attractive.
From what I could see, he had eyes.
He had a mouth and he had eyes.
He looked like a human.
And a head?
Yeah. That's pretty funny. But yeah, and then Lawrence and his bike come back to the rescue.
Yeah.
When they're like, oh, wait, okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, Demetrius. Was that the guy's name?
Yeah, that was the guy's name.
Demetrius
yeah.
stole the jackal, and he's heading for the docks. And he's like, not if I can help it.
Yeah.
And he jumps on his bike. And he's just like,
he just jumps on his bike. And he's like, toodaloo.
And not to mention this, Demetrius is on a horse.
Yeah.
So he's like,
no way would that be like, fast enough.
How could a bike trudging through two feet
sand.
Of loose sand... catch up to a guy on a horse. So I'm sitting there like, this can't be happening.
It's movie magic, man.
Like,
again.
I can just see Sir Lawrence like,
trudging through the
like,
sand.
Trying to catch up to this guy.
Oh,
but,
so
of course,
good.
With the power of movie magic, the sand turns into
cement. He catches up to
the
him.
The sand turns into cement, and he catches up to Demetrius. And jumps on him just to find out that Demetrius, this is how this part of the episode ends.
Yeah.
He jumps on Demetrius.
Yeah.
And he's like, where's the jackal? And then, do you want to get to
that
part?
Where is that? Do you know? Oh, here it is. I found it. Okay. So he's riding on his bike.
The sand.
Oh, he like crashes into the sand.
He ran into a bit too loose of sand.
And then he jumps.
He jumps over the horse.
He jumps on top of the guy who's on a horse.
He totally does a Captain Kirk move.
A sand hill together. And this guy on the horse. Okay, though, this guy on the horse, though, he's like walking along, like all slowly. Like, there's no problem here.
No one's.
And then he just jumps on it.
No one's gonna pull a Kirk and launch their body at me.
Over the horse. They fall down this hill.
Like, how did this horse
not freak
the hell out and just run away?
He was a stunt horse. And by the way, there's so many horses. There's so many extras. This is it's an expensive show. Everything about the show is like as authentic as it can possibly be. And you know that they spent way too much money on this show.
It's true. Wikipedia told me.
Mm-hmm.
I got the numbers.
You got the numbers, so.
$1.5 million an episode.
So are we gonna...
Okay, wait. We didn't talk about how it ended. Okay, so
this half
of the adventure of this, like, four-part adventure.
Yeah.
My first adventure, more like my first four adventures.
Basically.
Is
in Cairo.
So Demetrius is caught, and he's like, you'll never find it. I hid it. And
yeah.
No one will ever find it.
Yeah.
And then Indy pops up over the hill and goes, you catch him? And then Sir Lawrence goes, yeah. And then it fades away.
Yeah.
And then it fades. It fades.
Wait, okay. Let's just...
Where is it?
This guy's such
I'm
a
hidden it, and you'll never find it.
You got him.
Yes. But he hasn't got the jackal.
Playing down on the floor. What? And then it's the next day.
And now they're heading to Morocco.
And now they're leaving, and this kid's like 2 years older.
Like
his
really,
voice changed.
Yeah, his voice definitely drops.
Not like any place.
Dad still
his
just
voice
sexy.
Changed. He is older. Like, he is like 2 years older.
He's definitely older.
It makes... It didn't make any sense. It makes no sense. Like,
when did
they... I don't... No narrator saying... 2 years later, we left. Like, he doesn't even say that.
No, I honestly think this was like the next day. I'm telling you, the chronology.
Yeah.
Of this series is like so wonky.
It is. It is wonky.
Like, I don't.
But it's hard because they're dealing, like, they're they gotta deal with
well, and
kids.
It doesn't help with how they originally shot the show. We'll have to talk about it. Have to talk about it at the end because it's so complicated.
Oh my god,
it is so complicated.
All right,
it's so complicated. Okay, so now they're heading on the boat to Morocco.
To Tangiers.
Tangiers, whatever. Which one? I mean, they say Morocco in the show.
Oh, okay.
And then I don't know. Okay, and then she, no, okay, I'm just going down to my, okay.
Oh, and at this point, they're, like, gonna get on the boat, and then they're, like, something about slaves, and he's, like, what exactly do slaves do? Oh, he's so naive.
He's way too excited to see slaves.
Yeah.
Like, he, like, gets on the boat, and he's, like, oh, my God, really?
Oh, we're gonna
these
see
people,
slaves.
These people still have slaves? Oh, my God.
Oh, they're so.
What do slaves do? Oh, my God.
They're so, like. He's like, oh, they're so non,
oh, indie.
Yeah, he has no, like, I don't, I mean, this takes place in, like, the early 20th century, but I just feel like it's so racist. It's just incredibly racist.
Well, but I think they do, I mean, I really like how they did the next part with Omar.
Yeah. Yeah, me too.
Like, especially with how he treats Omar, because I like the fact that Indy doesn't really know. He doesn't really understand exactly what slavery is. He's just learned about it, and that's why he's probably interested in it.
Yeah.
Is because he's been learning about it, but he doesn't exactly... He hasn't seen it in reality, because to him, he's just hearing it from Miss Seymour, mm-hmm. who knows how the hell she's teaching
Yeah,
it.
I don't know how she thinks of it.
Yeah.
Like, we know how the other people think of it, though. We know how his parents think of it, though. Because in that one scene, they're talking to the Sultan, and then the Sultan's like... Our slaves at least have a roof over their head, and they get to, and then, but then his father's like, yeah, but I would trade freedom for a roof, like, you know? Like,
oh, Seymour, Miss Seymour says that.
Does she say that?
Miss Seymour says that.
Yeah, and
okay.
So you know that she...
Yeah, when they're having lunch.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they all definitely don't seem to be liking it.
They don't like that they have slaves, but then they're all just like, well, this is the way it is over here.
Yeah,
so they like accept
they
it.
Also don't want to go there and start throwing their like their ideals on everybody, especially
that's
since
true.
That's how
that's
the culture
how,
is. But
that's true, right. And yeah, and it is kind of, it's really hard because this is what people did, and it's kind of like that into Africa stuff, and then you're just like, I don't know about this white people going to Africa thing.
Yeah, and it's definitely interesting to see Indy, like, get thrown in the thick of it.
Yeah.
In the literal thick of it.
And they're not shying away from these subjects, like, these tough subjects like slavery and race and stuff like that, and religion. Like, they talk about it openly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty interesting, and I do like that he's exposed to that.
Yeah.
So I'd give it a solid B for that stuff.
Okay.
That stuff. Particularly, yeah. Okay. Anyways, so they're going to Tangiers. They're going to Morocco, and this place is like basically a movie set.
Oh, definitely. I wouldn't be surprised if they like filmed this at Universal.
Yeah, it's like all closed set kind of. Like they just have like
it. And honestly, the market scene kind of looks like where they filmed Indiana Jones.
Yeah, I thought it was. And I feel like it probably
it
is.
It really looked like it.
It looks like, you know, with the tan buildings that are just, like, covered in dust. And it's, like, the sand floors and the mm-hmm. sand all over the place. And everybody's mm-hmm. just, like, selling things and bartering mm-hmm. things like Aladdin.
Mm-hmm.
It's like that.
Yeah.
And it looks exactly like the movie.
Yeah.
So.
So with the beginning of the second half of the episode, it's weird having to think about this. Like, because... The first part is nothing like the second part.
No, it's completely different. The kid's a lot older. He just, like, acts differently, too.
And it honestly, like, completely just makes, like, a total 180 and just completely changes in plot. Mm-hmm. And, like, just mid-episode. Like, this is literally the middle of the episode.
So they all go out, and they're not even near Lawrence anymore. Like, they just, I guess they say goodbye to Lawrence. And then they go to this, what?
I had to tell you about the end of... I gotta tell you about the other episode I watched. It's totally ridiculous. Anyway.
What?
At the end. Okay, remember I told you I watched the other first episode as well?
Oh my god.
Do you still not understand how this is working?
I don't. I literally.
Are you still confused?
Do
I have to explain to you again how this series worked?
I don't
want to have to explain it to them again because I think it was already as confusing
the
first
time. Alright, fine. Whatever. It's fine. It's fine.
What's fine? What are we doing?
Just continue. Second half of the episode. We got to get through this. We have about half the episode left, so let's just keep going.
I still have so much to talk about. Okay.
Yeah, keep talking.
Okay, so let's see. So with they're getting on the boat, and I noticed the second they get to Morocco, or what's it, Tangiers, Indy is like already so much of more of a troublemaker.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he gets there, he's jumping in puddles, getting dirt on his dad. Like, out of nowhere, he decides to jump in a puddle. Like, I'm sorry, it's not even raining. Why would he decide to jump in a mud puddle?
I just don't see how there's water there.
In the middle of Tangiers. Like, just walking through the streets. He's just like, oh, look, a mud puddle. I'm just going to jump in it and make my dad angry. And then, like, he finds a lizard and he picks it up and puts it in his pocket. And his dad sees him and he's like, Junior, don't do that.
Don't do that, Junior.
Junior.
It's like, put I like the way he says Junior.
Put those back. I know.
It's adorable. He's a pretty hot dad.
I take it back. I take it all back.
No,
all right.
He's pretty hot.
I don't take it back. And then it's a little messed up, but then when they finally get to, what's his friend's name? Walter? No, Sir, what's his name? Because his friend isn't the Sultan. They go to see the Sultan.
They go to see that woman.
His friend
is the wife of the Sultan.
Yeah.
She's wife of the Sultan. She's a British lady who's the wife of the Sultan.
What is she called?
Also live with the, and then they stay at this other guy's house. The guy, what's his name's house?
Like, Mr. Harris.
Yeah, Mr. Harris finds them. And he's been living there for a long time, and he knows all about the culture and stuff.
Okay, so they first go visit the wife
of the
Sultan.
He also has a beard, and he's also the same guy who plays from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
He's the same guy who plays
Mr. Gibbs.
Gibbs. He plays Gibbs in Pirates of the Caribbean, but he's a lot younger.
So, Mr. Gibbs!
Yeah, so he looks a lot different because he's really young. It took me almost half the episode to realize it was him.
It took me a while, especially... Because, you know, first I noticed.
Was that Siri again? This is the second time this has happened.
But your phone didn't do anything.
I don't know.
But yeah, the guy was Mr. Gibbs. And,
He's a nice guy in this. He's pretty chill.
Until that one part.
Worst part ever.
Okay.
And I was really angry at him.
We'll get to that.
So then his parents, then they're talking about, like, the culture there and stuff. And then all of the parents were like, let's just talk about politics and slavery. And he's like, they're like, Indy, go play with Omar, the slave's kid. That's basically what. So then Indy and Omar have a great old time on the side. And it is cute. They're friends.
Yeah. And it's interesting how Indy, like, tries to, I mean, it's really nice of him to, you know, tell Omar that it's okay to not act like a slave around him.
But Omar doesn't know any different, so it's really...
like, I know, he's been trained, basically, to be a slave, and even if he can not be a slave in front of one person, like, he still has to be a slave the other 97% of his life.
99.9% of the time.
99.9%.
So,
but it was cute when he was
but
like...
But they're really cute, though.
It was cute when he was like, telling about Russia.
Yeah, he was...
He's like, what's snow? And I'm like, oh.
And he's like, I want to go to Russia. And I'm like, you don't want to go to Russia. I don't know why he'd want to go to Russia. But then they open up the map and they're like, you can go here. You can go through the Caspian Sea. And I was like, oh.
But he can't.
Pobre Omar.
Maybe one day.
But then at the end of the episode, he's like, oh, I want to be an archaeologist when I grow up, and maybe I'll see you. He's like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And he's like, I'm a slave. Like, he's I don't have a life to grow up to.
And he's like, no, like, but after when you're a slave. Like, he still doesn't.
He doesn't understand.
He still doesn't understand
but
what being a slave
up,
means.
So
I know.
And it is messed up. So it's just like so.
And he just doesn't get a grasp on it. And I feel bad because he's like giving Omar this like false hope.
Yeah, it's real sad.
It's really depressing. This whole second half of the episode was like super depressing.
It was. I was really upset. Because this, yeah. Oh, those cats in there.
Oh my god, what are they doing?
I don't know what they're doing in there. We're in the other people's house again.
Yeah, we're in the cat's closet again. And they're outside the door dropping things. Oh my god. I have really nice perfume out there. Hopefully they don't drop it.
That's probably fine.
Ugh. Alright. So, let's see. I think the lady was called, like, the... I don't know. I'm not even going to try and... I spelled that, but I don't think that was right.
Dushita? I think that's what she's called, yeah.
You think so?
Yeah.
I was trying to listen to what they were saying. So I said, yeah, the Shaita.
I said the lady gave Omar to them. That's what I wrote in mine.
And I was like, she forces Omar to go with the Jones family.
Right now?
No complaining, young man. Put your jacket on.
Will there be anyone in wet sand for me to play with?
I don't know, sweetheart. I'm afraid we haven't found many playmates for Henry on our journeys.
Oh. Would you like Omar to travel with you to be young Henry's playmate?
Just give
him. If he would like to.
Omar, you will accompany young Henry to Wet Sun and be a good companion to him. Prepare for your journey.
Okay.
Like, that was, like, such conflicting emotions right there, because the mom was like, if Omar wants to, which, I mean, I'm sure Omar wanted to.
I'm sure he does.
But then he was basically told to, so it didn't even matter.
It's just so fucked up.
I know.
It's so messed up.
I'm just like, Omar, so cute.
No, this poor kid wearing a cute little cap.
I know. Oh. All right, and then... Yeah, we kind of talked about this, like, Indy learns a little bit more about slavery, you know, having experienced it for, like, a tiny bit. For almost having experienced it,
he said, around me, you're not a slave. That's what he said to Omar.
He did say that.
It's cute.
It was really cute. So they get to Mr. Harris's house.
Yeah. They took horses there.
And, yeah.
And Indy's really comfortable on a horse. Like, this kid.
He's got it.
This kid's really good on a horse.
He knows what to do. And he learns that Mr. Harris, like, dresses up as an Arab to go out into the marketplace.
Oh, you've already reached that part?
I mean, yeah. I mean, once
Once
they get to the house, it's pretty much what happens.
So they get to the house and they're playing ball, and then this like intruder comes in. It turns out it's Mr. Harris, and he's like, "Oh, I just put some dark makeup on my face."
Yeah, he calls it like walnut oil or something.
Yeah, and it made him like his skin darker.
Yeah,
and then he goes out and he's like, "Then I can, you know, pass as an Arab, so that they don't give me a hard time in the streets." Which is all right. Yeah, I get you, bro, but you know, still weird. Anyways. He goes out like that and he's kind of wearing like a hood and,
he's wearing a
turban and like a face covering thing. So you can't see his whole face, like a scarf. And then he tells Indy that there's a head. There's like,
yeah, someone made the Sultan mad.
Yeah.
And so the Sultan chopped off his head. Salted it,
yeah,
and then put it out in the town square on a spike so that people could see it.
Yeah, so then he's telling Indy this, and then Indy's like, "That's so cool! Yeah. I want to go see this head."
So of course, second you bring up death around Indy, he's like "I want to so go excited. See. I want to see it."
Yeah, like a dead body.
This kid's messed up.
he was really adamant about it. He was like, "I really want to see this head."
I know, like even though Omar told him specifically, like. It's so dangerous out there for you. Like, you cannot go out there.
No, he's like, you cannot. Like, they said it like a million times. Omar says it. Omar's like, I don't want to go. And then Indy's like, oh, man, I hate this part. We should just play the part where he's talking to Omar about going. Because it's just the worst.
Oh, my God. Like, how he's talking to Omar. And it's like,
it's just God.
It's terrible.
So he decides to go back and put on the makeup now.
Omar! Omar. Listen. Mr. Harris says the head of a grand vizier's on a stick in the marketplace. Let's go see it.
American is not safe in marketplace.
I know. I dressed up like an Arab. Mr. Harris does, and he showed me.
Even as an Arab, not safe. Many things can happen.
Come on, I've never seen a salted head before. I mean, they don't do stuff like that in New Jersey. Just if I don't see it now, I'm never going to get a chance to see it. Come on, don't argue. We're just wasting time.
Don't argue, he says. And he's like, as you wish.
I didn't mean it like an order. I want you to want to go.
But they do not want to go.
Don't say that.
That's the worst.
Don't say that anymore. Come on, let's go. It'll be fun, I promise.
I don't worry so much.
Marketplace, it is wise not to look into the eyes of anyone.
Okay, so then he, like, basically orders Omar to go. Like, basically that's what happened. And you're like, no, Indy. Omar clearly does not want to go.
Because even for Omar, who actually lives there, knows it's not even safe for him.
Yeah.
Because he could get stolen and
he's a slave, kid.
And resold, yeah, resold to an even worse family. And I think
he's very aware of this. He is very aware, and yet Indy is so adamant about going into the city.
He doesn't like being a slave, but he definitely would rather not be at a worse place as a slave.
He's got a pretty nice life right now, comparatively to other slaves.
Very limitedly, comparatively.
Yes. And he knows that, so he's like, I don't want to go out and get stolen by somebody else, right? So, you know, that's a thing that happens.
But since he didn't speak up and waited for his owner to force him to go with the Joneses to Sir Harris's place, he now has to accompany Indy into the marketplace with Indy dressed as an Arab, which
is basically blackface.
Think is basically...
It's bad. He's, like, seriously dark. He's, like, seriously tan.
But he doesn't even look dark enough
Really doesn't.
He doesn't.
Like, he looks white
still. He's not even convincing.
No, he's not convincing.
He's not. But anyway.
But he doesn't. Yeah. I was going to say, actually, at this point in the show, I thought, if I was this kid's age, if I was, like, 12 or 13, I would think this kid was pretty cute. If I was a kid. You think about it? When you were a kid, what kind of, like, there was, like, Peter Pan was, like, sparks your sexual awakening, was, like, one of the kids, and he looks a lot like this kid. Jeremy Sumpter?
Jeremy Sumpter is way more beautiful than this kid.
You don't think so? I don't know.
He's way more beautiful than this kid.
I feel like when he gets older, he's gonna be...
When he's Sean Patrick Flannery.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Obviously.
Anyways, that's all I have to say about that. I'm not saying I think he's cute now.
I don't know.
If I was a kid, I would think he was cute. Preteen me.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard to think back to what I would have preferred as a 9-year-old. Well, in this case, probably 12.
12,
since
yeah.
Since he's obviously 12 now.
He's clearly 12 now. I don't understand.
Don't know how that works, but... It happened.
Oh, God, Tilly. So then this is the first time also where he encounters a snake in the marketplace. So they're running through the marketplace trying to look for this head. And he sees a snake.
In Egypt, he was watching a snake charmer as well.
Yeah, but then at this point, he gets, like, pushed kind of close to the snake. And then he sees it and he kind of scares away from it.
Okay, yeah. And then he bumps into someone and that's where all hell broke loose.
He bumped into this guy.
This toothless man.
The scariest guy I've ever seen in my life who smiles at him.
This snaggletooth man.
He's so scary. I don't understand why they believed him when he's like, oh, I'll help you find this.
I know, when he stared at him so creepily in the marketplace and then followed them.
I know. And then he's like to Indy, who's this most naive person in the whole world, oh, I know where the head is. It's over here. And then he turns a corner and then he takes him. It's ridiculous.
It's just like, and Omar knew exactly like
Omar
what was happening.
Omar knew what was up like, so he was hard. Like, he was like,
dude,
we gotta go home
let's
now.
Let's go. And Indy's just like, nah, man, we got this far. Come on. And then he gets stolen.
Then they both get stolen with a bunch of other kids to go into the slave trade.
Yeah.
So they stick Indy, because Omar gets away, they stick Indy in another room. Indy tries to get himself free. He wiggles himself under the door and Omar comes to get him. And then
they get caught again.
Yeah. Then they get caught one more time and then they're like... Then they get taken to another place, I guess. So they're trying to get taken to another city, put on these little camels, and they get put
those
in the sacks.
Camel baskets.
There's camel baskets that are adorable, and they put the kids in them. And the poor
camels. They put the kids in, like, a potato sack so their arms can't, like, get themselves
pretty
free.
Pretty smart, though.
And then they put them in a camel basket.
So the camel baskets. Okay. So the way that this works is there's two sides to the camel. So then they drape There's two baskets on either side of the camel. They're huge baskets.
Because they got
to
hold.
They are massive.
They have to hold an entire child.
They're like as big as an air balloon, a hot air balloon basket on both sides of the camel.
Maybe.
Carrying two or three kids on each side.
Well, luckily for them, luckily for that camel, there was only one on each side.
This is what I thought when I saw this. Expensive. It must have cost a lot of money to make all this stuff, to get the camels, to get the things on the camels. Like, I just feel like that's kind of camel abuse.
I know, especially since those baskets could probably hold, like, 2 to 3 kids per basket.
And there's two baskets.
Poor camel.
I know.
Poor camel.
What was George Lucas thinking?
He was thinking a multitude of things when making this. I have them all listed.
I wrote, ride on camel, sacks. That's what I wrote.
Ride on camel, sacks.
It was cute. They got put in these, like, big clown jumper, like, sacks so that they couldn't get their arms free. And then they kind of climb away at night. And then they get raided again. And all the people who stole them get killed. And then they get, like,
Restolen
by another group of people. And at this point, his parents are going nuts.
They are, like, freaking out. Henry, the dad, is just like, I have to go with you. I have to go with you. Like, and the guy, and Mr. Gibbs, Mr. Harris, honestly has to be like, no, you will honestly slow me down.
Yeah, he does, because he doesn't know the language and stuff.
What's important right now is that you do not slow me down and for me not wasting any time.
And also, he's, like, totally admitting. He's like, I gave him the idea. I told him about the head. I told him about the makeup. I'm really sorry. Like, it was all my fault. I'm going to go get him.
He's like, I will hate myself for the rest of my days if I lose your kid. And he honestly got to the place where they were selling the slaves, like, in the nick of time.
Yeah, he totally did.
Like, in the absolute nick of time.
Because he said he knew that's where their only place was left to buy slaves. That's what he said. So, he was on it. And I was going to say that I found this guy in the show that looks just like Jake Sisko at this point. When all the kids are waiting and they're getting pulled out from the hole in the ground for some reason.
The first kid that gets put on the stage?
No.
No? Someone else in the audience?
I'll show you. He's in the group of kids. And I looked and it wasn't him, but so there's a bunch of kids. This little girl's so cute. Doesn't that look like Jake Sisko?
No.
All right, whatever. Just forget it. Just forget it. It's not him, but anyways, sorry. He's from Deep Space Nine. Sorry.
It's a Star Trek reference.
Yeah.
Star Trek character. Yeah. So Mr. Harris gets to the slave auction, like, right in time, right as Indy is up on the stage to get sold.
He's got great teeth, and he looks like a real strong kid, so mm-hmm. he gets sold for a lot. Like, people really want him.
Yeah. Mr. Harris has to pay, like, 400...
No, he has to pay, like...
400 reals. I have it written down.
Oh, you do?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. 400 rails.
And then I said, was he worth that much? I mean, obviously to his parents, but to Mr. Harris, probably not. Oh my God. I know, because Mr. Harris, like, you could see him in the audience. He's just like,
I don't want to pay this much for this kid.
He's just like, some guy next to him's like, $250. And the guy's just, and Mr. Harris was like, oh, like, fine, $1 million.
Yeah, he's like, $1 million reals. Ah, oh, pay him, jeez. Yeah. So then he gets him for a lot.
Yeah, he gets him for 400, and then
the
he's
worst
like,
part of the whole episode happens when they go out there, he's like, okay, we're going, Indy. And then Indy's like, I should just.
He's like, nah, man.
No, I should just play this part because it's just ridiculous.
I know, but, like, I understand where Indy was coming from, I understand where Mr. Harris was coming
from.
No,
I totally get it, but I was really angry at this point. I was like, no way. I was like, you cannot. You cannot do that to Omar. I gotta find it. Okay. Wait.
You're right here.
Yeah, I'm worried and heartsick your parents really are.
Mr. Hurst, are you here to take me to my parents?
First, I want you to promise me you will never do anything as foolish as this again.
Ice cream. It's real good to see you.
No, I don't doubt that. That's a wonderful disguise. Look at you. You know, you really have quite a flair for this.
How do you know where to find me?
Don't encourage him.
He's country where slaves can still be sold. Come on, we mustn't give your parents waiting any longer.
He, like, throws them up.
What about Omar?
No, no, it's too risky. We're both in disguise. We have to get out of here. No.
He could have left me in wet sand. He came back for me.
Indy, Omar is a slave. Wherever he is a slave will make no difference.
He's my friend. I won't leave him.
I paid 400 real for you. I only have 100 left. That's not enough to buy Omar.
We have to try.
Omar.
Please.
Okay. I can't. Okay. I know that Omar would be a slave anywhere, but it is just the worst thing ever that they would just let Omar get sold to somebody else. Like, poor Omar, okay? Because he was, like, the one who didn't want to do this in the first place. He warned him not once, not twice, but, like, 5 separate times that this was not a good idea.
I know. Like,
he should not be the one that gets the kick in the butt after this.
I wouldn't be surprised if after this, Omar just doesn't want to talk to Indy anymore.
But he's the one who got them into this situation. And this guy's like, we have to leave him. And he's like, no. And I'm like, good job for standing up for what you believe in. And that's great. But Indy just really dropped the ball on this one.
He really did. Just to see a head on a spike. I mean.
And then he mentions the head on the spike later. Like, we didn't even get to see the head. And I was like.
Did he really?
Yeah, he totally says it. And then I was like.
Oh, my God. I would have slapped him.
And I was like, you asshat.
I know.
Really aggravating because it's just so stupid he got himself caught in the first place.
I know. It's just ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
This whole episode was ridiculous.
What about Omar?
What about Omar? Yeah, honestly, though.
And I said, what a fucking mess on the bottom. Because it really gets into to be a mess.
Yeah.
Okay, and
so
then,
they try again. They go back in there with his 100 reals. And Indy has a really good idea of how to make people not bid for... sorry, I yawned. Not to bid for Omar, because Mr. Harris had already gotten up to 100. Like, he was like, 100 reals! And the other guy next to him who has been like, he took my first slave. I'm not going to let him get my second slave.
Right. That was good. That was a really good, like, play between just looking at each other. I got everything just from the two of them looking at each other. Like, that was great filmmaking.
Yeah.
It really worked out.
And then Indy has a really good idea to lie and basically say that Omar is mute, so he can't even talk. And I guess that's not a very good thing to have for a slave, I guess. I mean, especially if you have him, like, working in the house or something, I guess.
I mean, that makes no sense, because if he can hear, then it's probably fine, right?
I know. I mean,
if you're a slave, you don't need to talk.
But apparently not being able to talk was
important enough for this guy to not want to have him.
Yeah, it was a turn down.
And then he got him for 100, and it was good. It was a good idea.
And then at the end, after he got them both out to the horse,
yeah,
like, he was like, Omar, you're free!
Yeah.
And then he was like, what?
And then everybody else caught on.
And then Mr. Harris was like, oh no, you're still going back to Mistress Sheeta or whatever her name is.
Yeah.
But it's like, oh, okay, I guess that's better than nothing.
I'm like, what? Omar, you're free! He's not free. I just want to make it clear. He's not free. He's not free. Do you understand me? Okay, all right. We got this. He's still a slave. He's not free.
And then the really great part at the end where, like, they're all talking and then the other, like, the other guy who was bidding on both Indy and Omar seemed kind of wealthy-ish.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
And so
I don't know
he,
what
like,
gave me that. So, I think it was his, you know what it was? I think it was his beard. I think it was his well-trimmed...
His beard,
goatee.
His beard, and then he had like some really nice colors on. Like he was wearing like a brighter nice blue colors. Coat or something.
Yeah.
Like a nice royal
yellow?
Blue coat.
I remember being yellow.
Yellow or blue?
I think it was yellow.
My screen was a lot blurrier than yours, so.
Well, you would be able to see color.
Nope.
See, he had, yeah, he had a yellow, he had like a yellow turban on. It was like a nice yellow turban and a nice beard.
I don't know why I thought blue then.
I don't know why you thought blue either.
Maybe the version I watched, he was wearing blue.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. Anyways, we're hard time basically at the this. End okay. of this episode, and he goes back home to his parents, and then everybody's like, yay. They're not even, like, angry with him because they just are happy that he's home.
I know, like, seriously. I would have been happy to have seen, like, a scene of Indy getting a firm, like,
whipping.
Stern talking to.
And a nice paddle to the butt.
Oh my god, I was like...
He deserved that so
you're just,
hard.
You're just in it for blood, aren't you?
This kid needs a good stern paddle to the butt.
He definitely needs a good pointer finger, and I'm disappointed in you, Junior. Junior!
I just gotta get a little slap on your...
Asandra.
I'm not advocating for that, but just on the butt.
Asandra.
At least one good hard whack.
Asandra.
He messed up hard, Emily. He
I
messed
know,
up real
I know
hard.
He did.
He got stolen 3 times in this episode.
I know. It really was not good.
He was not being smart in the second half of this episode.
It was not good. The vacation was a mess.
Then they're like, okay, bye, Omar.
I know, and he's like, maybe I'll see ya in Russia. Prob's not. Maybe I'll see you again here.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking when he said that. I was like, maybe they'll do a follow-up episode with Omar. In it? As an adult, maybe? Or
that's just another note that I have to bring up after the episode.
Okay, well, we're basically done with the episode now.
Yeah, pretty much,
this
yeah.
is it. He just gets saved and we're done. So,
yeah, I think, and then, yeah.
So tell me about what's up with this.
Okay, if the first part was way too confusing for everyone, I'm going to do a quick just recap on this series. Okay. So the original episode series, like, was done in 1992, first season. And then the second season was 1993. And then,
okay.
And then the four movies.
Okay.
1996.
And those are all combined.
That was that, yeah. That
in
was...
In chronological order.
Okay, so I have...
Cannot answer my question.
The question is, I can't answer that question because they're not in chronological order, but they're in chronological order based on the artifact. It's weird. Okay, so after I had finished this, I saw that on YouTube there was, or I was researching the show and I noticed that the original episode was called The Adventures of Young Indiana Jones and the Curse of the Jackal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I watched that.
You did.
I skimmed it.
Okay.
Because basically the first half was Egypt.
Right.
Like the first
That's
half.
That's what I thought. That's what I figured.
The first,
because it had the same kid in it.
Yeah. The first half of the episode was just all of Egypt, basically. And just some weird little things added in here and there.
All right.
So, in the beginning, basically, of the episode has really old Indy.
Yeah.
Like in a museum.
Yeah.
And this class is there on a field trip, and these two kids, like, run off to do whatever. They're, like, bored. And so Indy, like, meets up with them, and they're like, what do you want, old man? And Indy's like, I'm gonna teach you a lesson. I'm gonna tell you a story. And so basically the entire episode is him discussing, like, telling them this story about him in Egypt
okay.
to these kids.
Okay, 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 okay.
And...
That's one episode.
That's the first half of the first episode.
Right.
And then, so if you think about it, that episode is about the Jekyll.
Yeah.
The Jekyll artifact with the Firestone eyes.
Right, yes.
And after the episode, there's like a little mini part where old Indiana Jones is like talking to the kids and they're like, old man, what happened to the Jekyll?
Right.
Like, what happened?
It's left unsolved.
Yeah, it's left unsolved because, you know, at the end of this.
The guy took it. He's like, I'm never going to tell you where it is. Right.
Yeah, because
okay.
that's basically how the first part ended also. But instead of Lawrence, like, catching him.
Yeah.
Once they found out who took it, when Demetrius took it, how that part ended was.
Indy's talking.
Lawrence, no.
Oh.
Lawrence got on his bike and he's like, okay, I'm going to go catch this guy. Bye, Indy. And then he just drives off over a hill with his bike. And then you never know what happens.
Oh, man.
And so then old Indy comes back in and they're like, old man, tell us what happened. So then it jumps to when he's in high school.
What?
Yeah, they're like, did you ever find the jackal? And he's like, yeah, I did when I was in high school. And we and my friend and I went on spring break to Mexico.
What?
So it jumps forward.
So then you watch Mexico?
You do.
What?
You watch like Pancho Villa or something? What? He's like he's like a like someone from
so
history.
So then there's another part of this?
There is. The second half to that episode was him and his friend going down to Mexico for spring break talking about, oh, we're going to go to all the clubs and talk to all the ladies. And they get to town and the guy, and they're like, yeah, where can we see all the hot, sexy ladies? And they're like, oh, at this club. And then these bandits come in and start shooting up the place.
I am, okay, continue.
And then this lady got her dresses stolen from this guy. So Indy gets on a horse. This is Sean Patrick Flannery.
Yes,
like he's
yes,
there.
Yeah, right. Okay.
And he gets on a horse and chases the guy who has her three dresses.
Okay.
And so he chases her. And then his friend's like, Indy, what am I going to tell your pa? And he's like running off. Like, I'm honestly watching this like, what the hell?
Okay, I feel like this is going to be in a later episode.
Maybe.
Is probably going to be in a later episode.
Maybe, because, okay, because this is how George Lucas originally wanted
the show to be, kind of all over the place, right?
Yeah, he wanted to go from one to the other,
not chronological.
I think he wanted to keep the episodes based on the artifact, because I know he did want...
Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
He did want to tie in artifacts
from
the movies. He wanted to tie in characters from the movies.
It's a great idea. Like, I totally am on board with that. Why did it change?
It was the re-edits were mostly because of transition.
Really?
Like, the transitions were... When I was watching that...
Were crap?
I was like,
they were crap.
Terrible!
Wow. Oh.
It was terrible! Like, the thing was so jumpy, it was not smooth at all.
Right, it would just go from, like, one thing to the other, like, no crossfade or anything.
Yeah, like, honestly, I was so confused on how... And not to mention that I found this first episode, it was blurry as fuck. And and there were 11 parts. And each part was like 10 minutes long, so I had to keep.
That's going. Old YouTube right there.
So
that
old.
That is old YouTube.
So old.
Like 10 years ago, YouTube.
Yeah, and so it was interesting because the Wikipedia page for this show is super interesting. Like I read the whole thing. I'd never read an entire Wikipedia page, never.
Well,
in my life.
Okay, I'm just gonna say that maybe we shouldn't. Go more into this, and we should just end this episode here. And then next time we'll talk more about it.
But it's so ridiculous.
Well, if you have more specific points, but we've already been running for so long, like I feel like maybe we should just.
How long is it?
It's been a while. We've been doing this for like an hour and maybe two.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. I just wanted to bring in kind of George Lucas's thoughts.
Yeah. Okay. I want to hear this though.
On what he wanted the show to be. So I have, like, this whole paragraph from it. So I have, Lucas wrote an extensive timeline detailing the life of Indiana Jones, assembling the elements for about 70 episodes, starting in 1905 and leading all the way up to the feature films.
That's a lot!
Each outline included the place, date, and the historical persons Indy would meet in that episode.
Oh my god!
And would
70?
Then... Yes. And would then be turned... over to one of the series writers. When the series came to an end, about 31 of the 70 stories had been filmed.
Okay, that's not bad.
Had the series been renewed for a third season, young Indy would have been introduced to younger versions of the characters from Raiders of the Lost Ark, and other episodes would have filled in the blanks between existing ones. So I guess the show's gonna have a ton of holes in it, because he just never had a chance to finish it.
Like the thing about the jackal.
I mean, I never finished The Curse of the Jackal.
But I'm sure we'll get to that part.
We might, yeah, because
if they shot it, then we're probably going to see it.
Because, it'll probably just come up in a later time back when... Because I'm pretty sure this is pretty much just going to show him age-wise, where I think the previous series was showing it, like, I don't know. I don't know how it was showing it. It's way too confusing.
It was just jumpy. But it was the way that George Lucas wanted it to be.
Yeah.
And they clearly went against his wishes.
Like, I think he honestly wanted...
Which is basically everything George Lucas does. People are just like, it's okay, dude. We got this. And he's like, no, I want to do it my way. And then he made the prequels to Star Wars, and they were like, we're not letting you do anything anymore, George Lucas.
Aww. Like, I feel like the idea of it was very interesting.
No,
like,
it is wanted... very interesting, and I'm very excited to see what we have to continue in this episode. So, how should we rate these episodes? Should we do how many indies it gets? What do you think we should do? Out of 10?
Well, quick little trivia. The show was nominated for 18 Emmys and it won 6 of them.
Wow!
Yeah.
It's because of the production, man. It's expensive.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the acting's
all right.
Pretty solid.
But, yeah. Yeah, it is. This kid's pretty good. I'm gonna give it to him. He's a good actor.
Let's rate it out of... I mean, since it's Indiana Jones, we should rate it something Indiana Jonesy.
Yeah, indies.
But not, like, indies.
Artifacts?
Sure.
This belongs in museums?
This belongs in the museums? Oh my gosh. Snakes?
Oh, that's a pretty good one. Hisses? Snakes is pretty good.
I don't know.
Treasures?
Okay.
That's a good one.
Yeah,
treasures?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'd like that.
Okay.
Yeah. So, let me think about this. Okay, this is the first episode. I didn't hate it. So, I'm going to give it...
It's the first episode after the re-edits.
No, it's great. I'm going to bring honestly, it up. Yes. And I liked it. So, I think I'm going to give it... I'm going to give it 6 treasures.
6 treasures?
Yeah.
All right. Well, since I'd seen at least most of the original episode, which the original episode was shit... with the whole skipping over into spring break Pancho Villa, Mexico. Like, I don't even know.
Oh my god.
I'm gonna give this at least 7 treasures.
7 treasures? Okay, that's good. All right, that's good. Yeah, I enjoyed this. I'm excited to do it again. I hope you guys are excited.
I'll try not to have too much to say about it next time. I had so much more stuff on my list that we didn't even get to.
Well, maybe we should just talk about it next time.
No, it'll be too late. I'm going to have like a million things to talk about the next episode.
I know. There's only so much you can really say.
Just forget it. It was just stuff like about Indy bringing up really complex questions like what actually happens when you die, which we kind of covered, like how the guy was talking about it. And like, so I'm wondering if this is going to be a trend, like, you know, Indy asking some complex real life questions.
Yeah. You connect with him as an audience. You're mm-hmm. He's the one that you want to connect with. So mm-hmm. he's the one who asks the questions you're thinking, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the way he is. And so it's good. He's a good character. Mm-hmm. And he's always been a good character, even as a child.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. He's very interesting. I really want to know what happens to him in the future.
I can't wait till we get to Sean Patrick Flannery.
Oh, Sean Patrick Flannery. Anyways.
I can't wait.
Okay. I do like this kid, though, so I'm not gonna...
Oh, yeah. The characters so far are really great. I really like him.
All right. Well.
We'll see who we meet in the next one.
Yep. And you can find us on facebook.com/allbythepopcorn. You can also find us on SoundCloud at All By The Popcorn Podcast. And...
You can follow us on Twitter.
Yep. Which is just By The Popcorn, By The Popcorn. That's our Twitter handle.
Yes.
And we also have a Gmail. It is allbythepopcornpodcast@gmail.com and allbythepopcorn@gmail.com.
Yep, you can email us at either. If you have any questions or any suggestions about what shows you'd like us to do after Indiana Jones.
We're open to anything, really.
Yeah, we're just still trying to think of content to give you guys. And if you have any suggestions, let us know.
Yeah, so thanks for listening.
Till our next adventure.
Adios.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.